This week, our art hounds encourage you to dance the tango, take in an art show or two, hear the Woods Tea Company, and enjoy some earthly delights. First is Brian Harwood. He has this about the Stowe Tango Music Festival.
I can't dance the tango, but I'm in love with the music, and especially excited about the Stowe Tango Music Festival, now sharing the music, the dance, the art of the tango to an ever-increasing audience. Be part of it, and join me in a wonderful music affair.
That's going on now through August 23rd at various locations throughout Stowe. Next, musician Jim Eichelberger from East Fairfield invites you to hear the Woods Tea Company on stage.
That's Patty Casey, Pete Sutherland, and Howard Wooden taking the stage with their unique style of audience rapport, hot licks, cool tunes, and rich vocal harmonies. The band performs traditional and original music that includes Celtic, sea shanties, French-Canadian, and Appalachian. Proceeds benefit the restoration of the Meeting House, a historic landmark in this community.
That concert's part of the second annual Summer Evenings with Vermont Treasures series. Vermont artist Joyce Kahn from Montpelier has two art shows with Pastels in Oils.
Vermont Scenes and also Monhegan Island, Maine. They are primarily plein air, done outside on the spot, in the scene, in the beautiful countryside. And I think you'll enjoy them. They're up through the month of August.
See those two shows called Out and About at the Drawing Room and at Westview Meadows. And finally, Judith Lerner. She's a landscape painter from Newbury, and she suggests the Festival of Earthly Delights.
If you'd like to support a community arts organization that serves both Vermont and New Hampshire with fabulous music performances of jazz, bluegrass, classical puppets, art classes for adults and kids through the year, then come to the Festival of Earthly Delights. It's one of the first of the food sampling festivals in the Upper Connecticut River Valley. It's going strong in its fifth year with wonderful local food, wine and beer, fiddling performance, and a silent auction with tempting, exciting items.
That festival is August 23rd at Alumni Hall in Haverhill, New Hampshire. That's it for today. If you need more information, visit vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, celebrating 50 years of funding for the arts with Vermont Arts 2015. More information is at vermontarts2015.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.